Wake up, Two Chunks and a Hunk. It's a podcast with your friends, us. I'm Jordan, and I did grow up watching Full House.
See, he's gonna throw off the rhythm, though. That's not what Jordan wanted to do. Go ahead, though. Do your joke.
I also grew up watching Full House. Mm. Do you guys remember the Knights of the Round Table? You remember those guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can only think of Monty Python when you say that, but yes.
Well, there was real ones too, probably, or at least ones that weren't as jokey as them.
I don't think so.
They were real. I have some jokes about them. What do you call the knight who thinks he knows the answer?
The knight who thinks he knows the answer?
The knight who thinks he knows the answer.
Doge.
I don't know.
Surmise. What do you call a knight who hisses when he talks?
Serpent.
Got it.
Oh, nice.
What do you call the extra knight?
Surplus.
Oh, you got it first. Nice. What do you call a knight who's obsessed with meat?
Sirloin.
Oh, nice.
Good job.
What do you call a knight who is sure his armor is made out of cans? A knight who is sure his armor is made out of cans.
Sure can.
Sirtan?
Sirtan?
Sirtin. No. He's certain that there are 10 cans.
Sounds a reach.
That's great.
Anyway, that's it for me, guys. Thanks.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.
I hear tin can a lot. Cans aren't made of tin anymore, are they?
Are cans.
Like, how do you know? How do you keep up with what cans are made of? Like, or how do you stumble upon?
Well, I missed a couple of newsletters.
It's big in the zeitgeist right now.
Sure.
No cans in wide use are composed primarily or wholly of tin.
There you go. Wow. Damn. Well, I'm Carter, and I did not watch Full House growing up. Not a Full House. I don't think I've seen an episode of Full House, but I'll tell you what, regardless, about to make a name for myself. Doesn't even matter, bro. Doesn't even matter. I haven't seen a single episode of Full House.
Does it make you sad that you haven't watched any Full House?
Here's the thing. No.
Okay.
I do love love Stamos. Like, I think he is a cool dude.
Hey.
And I know that is prime Stamos.
From what?
Huh?
What do you love him from?
That's a great question.
If you didn't watch Full House, how do you know this
man? I've just seen him in like interviews and stuff. Like, he just seems like a good person.
You tangentially know Stamos, but you don't know Uncle Jesse.
I've heard of Stamos.
I don't know Uncle Jesse. No.
I only know Uncle Jesse. Stamos exists on the perimeter, and Uncle Jesse is the core.
I guarantee you, if we all met him, there would be more that I could talk about with him. Is why.
Then we could talk about
with
him?
Well, yeah, he probably watches
sports. I got to know him. I know the person.
He probably watches sports. Okay.
So you're just going to be like, fair. Oh, remember in that first
time? Remember how you were Jesse and the Rippers?
Remember when it wasn't quite full? That.
Uncle Jesse, do you remember season two, episode three?
Do you remember?
Do you have anything you want to say about any woodchucks or anything?
That's not him.
I don't know that.
No, but it's his buddy, his best buddy,
Yeah,
Joseph.
I could have told you that. He don't know anything about woodchucks.
Joey Gladstone.
Hey, can we have a conversation here about Stormlight Archive? Just quick.
Yeah.
We were having a conversation. I think this has been going on for several months now, to where anytime we can all get together in some form of communication, we're talking about Brandon Sanderson's Stormlight Archive.
Talking a little bit about Brandon Sanderson.
And I'm catching up, and now it's kind of like, oh, now I can talk. Now I can be friends. Like, I can be your friends even more now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're
That's
back.
Not the motivation. The motivation is to see how all my people in that story are doing. But
sure.
We had a conversation about what do you do with something. Is Stormlight Archive high fantasy? What do you call it?
I don't think I would call it high fantasy.
It's epic fantasy.
It's epic fantasy.
Yeah.
There's things that it shares with like Game of Thrones and Lord of the Rings, but it's also doing a lot of things that are a touch Harry Potter. I don't know what to call it, but it's not going to be easy to get it to the screen. And so I think inevitably in the world that we live in with how quickly things can be created, sometimes to their detriment, Stormlight Archives is huge. And Brandon Sanderson, the creator, there's tons of conversations we've talked about. Is it going to be real life people? Is it going to be animated people? And so something that's interesting to me in the midst of this conversation is that we got our trailer, our first trailer for something that we knew was coming, which is a Lord of the Rings installment.
You tricked me. A movie. You said you wanted to talk about Sanderson, and then now we're actually talking about Lord of the Rings.
And then it came into here. It was a transition. Sorry.
Why'd you trick me?
We have War of the Rohirrim, which is going to be animated in obviously our Tolkien verse, in our Lord of the Rings universe, 200 years before, perhaps before the War of the Ring. So 200 years, not 200 years before Fellowship. Like, we're talking a long...
Yeah.
Long, long time ago.
200 years before the ring is, the one ring is, quote unquote, cast into Mordor, but isn't.
Not only is this animated, it leans more towards like Castlevania or like anime, which I was a little bit unsure about when I first heard about this. I'm always down for something new, especially in IP that I love, but I saw the trailer, and personally for me, I'm excited for this.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good about it. How do you feel?
I think I'm in. I think excited is probably not, I'm not quite there on it. I think they showed like 30 minutes of this at a con earlier this year, and the early reactions were like, it's kind of fine. It's pretty fine. And like, I don't know, the trailer, at least the one that I saw, started with a bunch of live action footage from The Lord of the Rings.
I think they're just trying to get people in, you know?
It just feels desperate, man. Like, I don't know, something about it just feels like,
well,
remember how you liked this? Remember how you liked this thing? We're doing more of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I'm probably a little bit more hesitant with that kind of vibe because of some of the things that we've seen recently. Like, remember how you loved this? We're doing it again.
Sure. Yeah. I get that.
I think this animation style really lends itself well to action sequences, which it seems like this has plenty of. I think that there's like a fun, there's a fun blur to the motion in this type of animation that makes action feel really dynamic and really cool. And I think that, I don't know. I thought Rings of Power was okay. So,
yeah,
I mean, my bar for new Lord of the Rings content is like, be better than that.
Yeah. By the time this episode comes out, we would have had the premiere for the first, maybe the first episode. I'm never sure how many episodes get released on opening night for some of these TV shows, but Rings of Power season 2 has already started back up.
Wait, I think really? I might be in the minority that really enjoyed Rings of Power.
I liked Rings of Power.
Second season.
I liked Rings of Power. Yeah, Jordan, from As the Crow Flies on this recording day, I think the premiere is tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
I have not seen a single trailer.
Season 2 looks great.
Really?
I'm excited about season 2.
Yeah, it does look good. Yeah. Real quick thing. So director for War of the Rohirrim is Kenji Kamiyama. And then our Helm Hammerhand of Helm's Deep is being voiced by Brian Cox. So that's fun.
I love that.
That's fun. Great.
That's exciting.
I do love that.
Big love for that. But anyways, yeah, I thought I'd bring that up. It looks interesting. It feels a little bit of our flavor anyways, in terms of, I mean, especially for me, I'm just all about the fantasy right now. Really enjoying that.
Yeah, I'm in a deep fantasy well currently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. V much.
The good news about fantasy is it, fantasy and sci-fi, as long as your format preference doesn't include just one thing. Like, if you're interested in video games, movies, TV, and books, then your well will never run dry when it comes to fantasy and sci-fi.
There's something for you. Yeah.
There's a million.
Yeah, absolutely.
Quick shout out. I started watching Scavenger's Reign on Max, and it's fantastic, guys. Animated science fiction show.
Scavenger's Reign?
Yeah, it's like the crew of a ship that crashed on an alien planet.
Oh, Vince told me about this.
Dude, it's amazing. It's so cool.
I've heard it's really pretty.
It's unbelievably cool. It's really, really, really well animated.
Down.
Cool.
Down for it, man.
Very cool.
Do it.
Excellent.
Watch it then.
Speaking of things that are like, you liked this the first time, I bet you'll like it again. My thoughts have changed slightly on Alien Romulus. Not incredibly. I would still leave it in the buy it range for me.
Yeah.
So like my final verdict didn't change too much, but I do think the more I've sat on it, the more I feel like the fan service, as all fan service does, worked really well when I was sitting in the seats in the theater, and then has kind of soured with time. So I'm specifically thinking about, I think for me, shots, and I'll be very vague, so that we don't spoil anything, but shots that echo previous shots and frames don't ever bother me. That never feels super fan service-y to me, unless it's like not earned in the moment. But like when those things happen, that's fine. But copying lines that are so specific and then bringing in characters that didn't have to be there.
Yeah.
Yes. I think that's my, if we're going to go with the traditional two chunks format, that is my super dump. There is a, do we want to have a spoiler talk right now? We can say skip forward a minute or two. People haven't seen it. If you want to
skip forward, if you haven't seen Romulus.
Sure.
The ghost of Ian Holm is in this movie, and that sucks. Nobody's excited. Who is excited about that? Like, there is nobody.
Yeah, it's no good.
Yeah, no, that's for no one. And I can't imagine anybody being like, this makes me like this more. I feel like it's either doesn't change it or makes me like it less. And like, there, that did not need to be CG in home. It did not need to be, it did not need to look like a character that it are, that we've already seen in Alien before. It's just, I don't know. That felt like such a,
well, and there's big so many
to miss for me.
There's so many like budget saving ways to still make it the ghost of without giving us a face. Cause if you think about it, dude, at the end of Alien, he gets messed up. We see him cut in half and all that kinds of stuff. But even knowing like you knew whose body that was when we walked in that room. We knew who the top half was. So plug him in and we don't get any movement, we just get his voice. That's fine too.
Yeah.
Like let's just hear him and then you can deduce from there. But yeah.
Cause I get it that it's like fine to not have multiple models of the same android. So like whatever. But yeah, I don't know. Didn't love that. And then but the final 30 minutes of this movie own so hard it rescues the fan servicey stuff that happened right before. So
they doubled down on something that was extremely hated from Alien. Was Resurrection the one with the hybrid?
Yes.
They doubled down on the, because there was an alien human hybrid in Resurrection, correct?
Oh, I don't remember that. I've only seen once, I think, in that whole series, and it was a while ago.
Yes. Yeah. In Resurrection, there was a creature called the Newborn that was like basically the way they, the pretty similar to this final creature in Romulus. But they, people hated it and they just doubled down like, no, we're going to do a good job of this and it's going to be extremely scary. And it is one of the scariest things I've ever seen in a movie.
It is terrifying. Yeah. I would say the last thing that I want to say, and it's about where I left it, which was a pretty high buy. And I don't know if it counts as fan service when you look at like method of making the movie, but very much appreciated the practical effects. I think especially with a movie like this that has movie monsters, I would say the Xenomorph is easily like a top 10 recognizable movie monster in history.
Sure.
And to have one that's multiple iterations, again, I don't think something like The Thing, maybe the only other cadaver that can be many different things. But anyways, I really appreciated the practical effects and the mix with, because Ridley Scott didn't get to do outer space very well with what he had. He just wasn't capable and with the budget. But our big, like the rings of this planet were slowly crashing into that.
It was awesome.
Oh, cool. Actually, we've got 47 minutes, not 36 hours before this happens. Like,
yeah.
Especially in horror, that stuff can get super campy of like, really, it's this bad for them? Are you serious? It's this bad? But our director played with the history of Alien and we had an audience that already knew better before we even got there and was like, well, you did this to yourself, guys. Sorry. You know, you kind of feel sorry for them, but then there's a handful of them that you're like, I guess that's what you get, you know?
Yeah.
Come on, kids. But anyways, yeah. Thanks for taking an aside there. Before we had stepped in. So Discord, we saw this with our Two Chunks Movie Club, Romulus. We had a couple of people come to just to say hey and to hang out and then be like, y'all have fun with all the face hugging, which I totally understand.
Sure.
Before we did that, so Angsty Beats Hayden came and joined us. He's of our Discord. And we were talking inevitably about some of his favorite things, and somehow Extra Credit got brought up. And then we talked about Matt Damon. And Matt Damon, historically, in our Extra Credit game on this podcast, has been really tough for Jordan and Doge. And they sat there and I watched them name all four of Matt Damon's top credits and got extra credit. So on one actor alone, they got 5 points. And so I thought, to commemorate how well you did with Matt Damon, that I would play Extra Credit with you today with his top four movies. So the top four movies that Matt Damon has, okay, and we'll use these as our extra credit map here. So his top four credits, and I know y'all could say them, but for the sake of time, I'll just go through it. Good Will Hunting, The Martian, The Departed.
The Talented Mr. Ripley.
And The Talented Mr. Ripley. So we can pull from these four movies anybody from the cast save for Matt Damon. We're not going to do that because y'all are Matt Damon experts now.
That's true.
And so if y'all haven't heard of Extra Credit, those listening, it uses the IMDb algorithm, which has a mind of its own. It's a little bit all over the place. And they have to use three actors or actresses, guess their top credits. On IMDb, it gives people top, their known for section. If you've ever navigated the internet movie database, they have to try and get as many of those as possible. They only need 9 points from these three actors. They can get 15, because if you get all four of one of the actors, you get the extra credit. So Good Will Hunting, obviously we got Robin Williams. We got Ben Affleck in there. Stellan Skarsgård. If you remember Casey Affleck, The Martian has a massive cast. Jessica Chastain, Kristen Wiig, Kate Mara, Jeff Daniels, Michael Pena, maybe Sean Bean, Sebastian Stan, Chiwetel Ejiofor, Donald Glover, Nick Mohammed. You remember that Nick Mohammed is in The Martian?
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Isn't that crazy?
I think we do Leonard.
Departed has Leo. Jack Nicholson, Mark Wahlberg, Marty Sheen. Many choices, my friends.
Yeah, Alec, I think we Baldwin. Do Leonard. I don't think if we've done Leonard, it's been like maybe once. I don't, for a podcast that was at one point very focused on movies and is still fairly focused on movies, I think we maybe have talked about Leonardo DiCaprio like 3 times.
Yeah.
Ever.
That is,
and maybe
crazy.
Done his extra credit like once or twice. So yeah, I think we start with Leonard.
I think Leo's a good start. I do want to say, too, Talented Mr. Ripley has maybe more, it certainly had more famous actors than I knew because I've never seen it. But Gwyneth Paltrow, Jude Law, Kate Blanchett, Philip Seymour Hoffman, like all are in that too. So we've got quite the pool here. And so our first actor, though, is that we're going to go with Leo. Leonardo DiCaprio, his top four known fors. What you got? Let's lock some stuff
Titanic in. Titanic is certainly there.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if it wasn't?
Got to be.
Uh-oh.
I never say things. I never try and sway you or anything.
Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Bing, 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 bing.
Number one's
probably Inception.
You think so?
I do.
I think I feel the safest next guess about Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, let's do. I think they're both there. Let's Wolf of Wall Street. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Woof.
The woof.
Bing, 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 bing. Wolf of Wall Street, number three.
Okay, Inception. Let's do it.
Inception. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Bing, 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 bing. Number one.
I think that's my favorite Leo movie.
It's my favorite Leo movie for sure. It's great. Hey, The Revenant. He got his Oscar.
I bet it's not there.
It's not his best work. It's a good movie.
I think there's a good chance that it's like either The Departed, Catch Me If You Can, Aviator.
Also, listeners, they get four guesses, right? So that's why it's so perfect to get extra credit, because you had four guesses and you got four right. So at this point, they have one guess left to be able to get 5 points for Leo.
Gatsby wouldn't be there.
Right?
I don't think so.
Man, it's tough. This last one's tough.
It should be probably The Departed.
I bet it's... I bet it's Catch Me If You Can.
You think so?
I feel like they're going to try and be creative with the last spot on this list.
They as in the IMDb people?
Yeah, the board of
then is the, it IMDb, the board of Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet. Is it What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
I could see it being a young Leo.
Titanic's pretty young.
Yeah, I guess so.
I think I feel the best about Departed.
Departed.
Feels like you'd have two Scorseses up there. Let's lock in the Departed.
Departed.
Bing, 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 bing.
Let's go.
Y'all have only been perfect like for the last 4 days. You've never missed on Extra Credit. You have
We're amazing. Five points.
These are my favorite situations because this is not the first time this has happened in this game to where y'all have gotten 5 points and didn't finish. That's the thing about Extra Credit.
Yeah. Yeah,
you just need to average two.
Why would you
for the next
say
two
that?
Actors or actresses?
I don't understand why you would even
just
say
to remind
that.
People, just to be like, hey, here it is.
That sucks.
This is what makes it so good. But I feel confident.
This is why athletes don't get to hear the panel that's doing commentary while they're playing.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh yeah,
that's actually true. I know that's why.
Imagine
that's part of the rules.
Imagine
just in their ear.
Four innings into a perfect game, and the pitcher just had to listen to a guy be like. Sometimes he screws it up, though.
Sometimes it's
sometimes
not good.
He can't close.
You know how these 26-year-olds are. Medical miracle, he's still playing the game.
I don't know. Ever since the Tommy John, he's never made it past 7 innings. Until today. 3 outs away from making history. Hope he doesn't blow it again.
Oh.
Like his father did. 30 years ago for
the
same team.
Can he break the coice?
What a special night.
Can he break the coice?
The pitch, and it's a double. It's over. He tried his best. What do we got? Good Will Hunting, The Martian, Departed, Talented Mr. Ripley.
You think we could get old Bean?
Scene Bean. No,
because I bet it's a bunch of BBC stuff
Ben
we've
Affleck.
Never heard of.
Sorry, Ben Affleck.
Oh, Bean Affleck.
Bean. Sorry, Bean, not Bean.
I thought you were saying
Rowan Atkinson. Do you think we could get Rowan Atkinson?
I thought you were saying Scene Bean. I think we could probably get Affleck.
I think we could get a couple on old Bean.
The recently divorced Ben Affleck, once again.
We need to do another Geely episode.
No,
because our Geely episode. Our Geely episode is what brought them together and healed their relationship.
I can't watch that movie again.
Oh,
I can't do it.
All right, Ben Affleck. Are you going with Ben?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, Ben. That's for our local commercial watchers.
Not
ben
even
Abbott
me.
Ben and Associates. Do you know that?
No, I don't watch commercials. Let's bleep that whole thing because they don't get free ads on our show.
Yeah, they don't.
Full House doesn't have commercials.
If you
so
want that,
I've never seen that.
If you want that plug, you pay for it.
You better pay for it, Ben. All right.
The just town, to I feel 100% confident.
Yeah.
The town, lock it in.
Lock it in.
Bing, 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 bing. Number 3.
Of course it is. Goodwill Hunting, certainly.
Doug McRae.
Let's talk for a second before we just run straight ahead. Let's talk.
It's not my style.
There's the good bins. There's your Goodwill Huntings.
Also,
your
shout
Argos.
Out Imagine Dungeons because this is the exact same dynamic of these two players in the party. they're playing their roles of Glint and Fiddles right now.
There's not the good style. Bins. You've
Draw
got your Argos.
Argos there.
You've got
Gone Girls there.
Your Gone Girls.
Those two are both there.
There's the bad bins that are pop culture bins. Any of the bats, man. I think there's a chance we could get a Justice League or a Batman versus Superman.
I think it's Argo, Gone Girl, and The Accountant.
Okay.
I don't know about The Accountant, but I feel pretty good about Argo and Gone Girl.
Argo, I feel certain about. Lock in Argo.
Lock in Argo.
Bing, 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 bing. Number one. He's super involved.
That's
producer,
crazy.
Producer, won an Oscar. Actor.
Never saw it.
Also director, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah, fully involved.
Do you think,
Argo.
What was the first one we locked in for him?
The town.
Do you think we got a good Bill in here?
So you need the second and fourth.
Good Will Hunting.
Oh.
Gotta be here, right?
That was what I said right after the town. And then you were like, hold on.
No, no, no. I'm not saying it wouldn't be in there.
I feel the best about Gone Girl. I feel like Gone Girl is a guarantee certain.
Can't argue with a guarantee. Gone Girl.
Gone Girl, lock it in.
Bing, 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 bing. Number two.
Yeah.
You
okay.
Continue to be perfect. You have 8 points. Here's the thing that's never happened in extra credit. The commentary is going right now on y'all's perfect game. If you get this last credit right, you've already won extra credit. I don't think that's ever happened on just two actors alone, because you would have to be perfect the whole way through. Amazing. Amazing stuff. We've got 8 points. We need 9 to win.
Feel, don't think. Feel. Is it Good Will Hunting? Feel.
Yeah,
all right, sure. Good Will Hunting.
Good Will Hunting. Plug it in.
Bing, 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 bing. You have 10 points.
Is he gonna do it?
That's what I'm talking about.
Amazing.
Wait.
So happy for y'all. It's Adele. Ten points. It's already over. Do you just want to stop or do you want to see if you can get...
No, let's see how many points.
Wow. All right. All right.
Who else do we think we can get perfect? Do we think we can get Matt McConaughey?
Ooh, not a chance.
Why?
Let's try it.
What is he in?
True Detective.
Where are you getting? No, no, no.
No, no, no.
Where are we pulling Matt from?
Oh, for some reason, I was just thinking every Matt Damon movie. I was forgetting it was his top four. Wait, no, he's in. No, again, that's Leo. Never mind. I was playing telephone with myself.
It's easy to get them mixed up.
Good Will Hunting, The Martian, Departed, and Talented Mr. Ripley, which featured the likes of Gwyneth Paltrow, Jude Law, Cate Blanchett, Philip Seymour Hoffman. Jack Nicholson over there in The Departed, Mark Wahlberg, Alec Baldwin, Martian, massive cast, massive.
But say, let's focus on The Martian.
Oh, that's maybe what's confusing too. Chastain is in Interstellar and in The Martian.
Dude, could we get Donald Glover?
I was wondering about Donald Glover. I was wondering about Kristen Wiig. Kristen Wiig is in The Martian as well.
Her top four sounds scarier than Donald Glover's to me.
It's going to be a Despicable Me in her top four.
But which one? That's the hard part.
Who knows? It's going to be Bridesmaids.
Sebastian Stan, Sean Bean.
Probably SNL, and then either Skeleton Key or this. Probably Skeleton Key.
Benedict Wong. Mackenzie Davis.
I think Glover.
Let's try Donald Glover.
We start with the most obvious. We find out how screwed we are. We already won.
Yeah. You think it's Community or Atlanta is the most obvious?
Both, honestly. But I would say Atlanta is the most obvious.
Do you think it's Lion King live action?
Look, we're not there yet. Stop getting ahead of ourselves.
Atlanta.
Lock it in.
Bing, 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 bing. Number four.
Okay.
I have watched y'all get 13 for 13, if you count the Matt Damon redemption during the Two Chunks Movie Club. This is unbelievable.
Community.
Yeah, we know. We know stuff. Community. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Bing, 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 bing. Number one, 14 in a row. Extra credit. A run that may never be beat. It's amazing.
I do think there's a chance.
You have 12 points in a 9-point game. Amazing.
I don't want to get too hung up on this. I do think there's a chance that the This Is America music video is on his top four, genuinely. But
no,
I don't think
way.
I want to waste a guess on it.
A single music video would be on top four.
I don't want to waste a guess on it, but I think there's a chance. The Martian is incredibly possible, I would say.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, that like kind of reboot remake of that as a TV show is what he's in currently.
Yeah, I don't know if I think that's top four.
Lion King 2019, he was Simba.
Pretty big deal.
Big deal. Simba's a big deal as far as lions go.
That's a pretty big deal. I do think The Martian's there.
Yeah, let's give it a shot. The Martian.
The Martian. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Bong bong.
All right, there we go.
It's okay though.
Had to end eventually. Right. Let's go Lion King. Right. Let's see what happens.
Lion King.
Lock it in.
Bong again.
Lion King, I feel like Martian, I'm surprised by. Lion King, I feel
Lion
like
King, I feel like
they probably want
everybody
to
saw it. Right. Everybody saw it and was just like, let's all agree
this didn't
to
happen.
Never talk about this. Yeah. We didn't see this movie.
This, didn't this one wasn't real.
But let's make another one. So this is great. Y'all had 12 points. You only needed 9. Number one for Mr. Glover, Community. Number two, Solo. A Star Wars story.
Oh, yeah.
Lando.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, he was great as Lando.
He was really good. That movie number was three, just fine, though.
Guava Island. Never heard of it.
Wait.
No.
Atlanta was number four.
It makes my heart happy that Community is still...
Guava Island, TVMA, 55 minutes. Him and Rihanna?
Yeah, I think this
is... And Letitia Wright?
It looks like Donald Glover and his younger brother, Steven, wrote the movie.
I think Guava Island is almost like a concept album movie.
Cool. Yeah, where'd it go, guys? 12. 12 on extra credit. It's a new era. Maybe we'll have to bring it back more. Keep testing this. Y'all are on
your
game.
We win now.
Maybe it is the world of Imagine Dungeons. Maybe in doing role play and actually like working together to defeat foe. It's building a camaraderie, even to the next level for two individuals that I have seen work together for as long as I've known them.
I think that Doge is learning to trust his heart. I think that he's learning to listen to his heart when it speaks to him.
One day, guys, I'll stop being such a screw up and the show will be good.
I was going to say,
I can't wait.
It's very clearly saying like, we're better now because Doge figured it out.
Yeah. He finally is listening to his
Jordan
heart.
Jordan wasn't doing anything wrong.
He's Stevie Wonder true to his heart. He's Stevie Wonder in sync, true to his heart.
Amazing. That was extra credit. Well done, guys.
I think that's what matters. Is that Mulan?
I'm so proud.
Is true to your heart, Mulan? What is that?
True to your heart. I don't remember.
True to your heart. You might be true to your heart.
It's 98 degrees in Stevie Wonder.
Oh, that's what it is.
It is Mulan. Yeah.
That's a good song.
It's a good song. I
always throw in that big old poppy. Boy, at the end of that renaissance.
You gotta. Let's go back to those movies. And also, let's go to shout announcements right now. Welcome to Shout Announcements. It's the part of the show where we give shout outs and where we make announcements.
Do you think there's somebody that's their favorite part?
Nope.
They're like, I can't wait to see what weird sound he makes.
Nope. We have
right here,
hot, fresh, and ready for you, a D&D podcast where we're playing with our friends who we love very much, who are very, very talented and make existing in this world that our DM has created so fun and so beautiful, and we think that you will think so too. It's got a lot of heart, it's got a lot of stupid stuff, it's got a lot of action, great characters. It's just
big episode coming out.
Yeah, soon. Big episode. It is a total blast, and we really want you to be a part of it. It's called Imagine Dungeons, and whatever you're listening to us on right now, you can find it there.
It's there too. It's already there. Tomorrow's episode, chapter 5, is my favorite episode so far. I remember when we recorded the session that became chapter 5, how excited I was for everybody to hear this. So I cannot wait for tomorrow's episode.
Got those goose pimples, dude.
It's true.
Like, there's certain things that happen in this session that are so fun.
Yeah.
Very excited. When you get over there into Discord, you might find that there's a whole Imagine Dungeons channel. And our Discord features everyone who is featured on Imagine Dungeons. Something else it features is our Two Chunks Movie Club. And the way that the Two Chunks Movie Club works is we'll give you the month ahead of time what's coming out next month that we've kind of curated for you to then vote from via our social media platforms. Anybody can vote, but until you jump into that Discord, it's going to be harder for you to find out where we're going to watch these movies together. And so for September, we have Beetlejuice, the sequel. You know what? A decades later sequel feels like those have been hitting.
these days.
They have. There hasn't been a bad one since Top Gun Maverick. If you forget about Jurassic World,
if you forget about that,
that makes it sound like you think Top Gun Maverick was one of the bad ones. Like there hasn't been a bad one since then. Sounds like you are including that.
Since there hasn't been a bad one since the day before Top Gun Maverick came out.
There you go.
If you forget about Jurassic World,
and I always and Ghostbusters, do. And I always and do.
And then we have two more.
Are you drinking 9:51 a.m. wine right now?
It does look like rosé. Much like wine. It does look like rosé.
It's a wine glass.
It is not rosé.
Is it tea?
It is not. It is neither rosé nor tea. It is a sparkling water with a whisper of a cranberry juice in it.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
It's delicious. Listen, I work from home. I could drink 9 a.m. rosé if I wanted to. 10 a.m. rosé.
Wild decision.
Could possibly.
I could do it anyway. That's the only way I'm able to be creative, dude.
Two more movies to choose from for our movie club. We've already mentioned Beetlejuice. We also have, and these are releasing the same day. And my dream, which I think will happen, is that the one that I want to make more money will, because they feel like opposite movies. One of them is full of heart. One of them is not. We have The Wild Robot. If you have seen trailers for The Wild Robot, they've now added Birds of a Feather as like their main song for like the trailer.
Oh my gosh.
It's too perfect.
I think this kind of looks awesome.
Hey, I think that's going to win. I think that's my early pick for best animated feature Oscar.
Took it out of my mouth. You stole it from me, but I feel the same way. It feels so smart.
I think it's going to make me cry.
Heartfelt. It's one of those that I'm kind of like, I will watch once.
Yeah.
I will watch once.
Dude, Iron the Giant trailer made me cry.
Oh, it looks so good. And it's coming out on the same day as our final installment of what you can choose from for a Two Chunks Movie Club. Be remiss not to add Megalopolis just because of all the heat around it. I think the only way I would ever see this is if it got voted on.
Yes.
But if it ends up being a big train wreck, sometimes it's hard for me to pull my eyes away. Listen, we've had an entire series that I felt was some of the best energy we've had on this podcast on things called Blockbust It, which was Mars Needs Moms, Jupiter Ascending. Like I dig that
47
vibe,
Ronin.
Dude.
Yeah.
47 Ronin, dude. It's a fun time. And so maybe, but I don't know if I want to spend the monies on it. So
I don't want to support the movie with my money.
And for
I only have so much of it.
Yeah. Peek behind the curtain. The way that I'll usually pick this list for us. I don't want to have, like, if I'm pretty certain something's not going to win at all, I don't have it here. But things like Transformers 1 is also coming out, like an animated prequel to the Transformers series. So I just didn't even put it there. But if you're a big fan of that, jump into Discord if you're not a member already and convert us, maybe, so that something like that can make it on the Two Chunks Movie Club list. But it's not going to happen right now. Not down for it.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
We back?
We're back.
Who is that? Was that Tim Allen coming here to present to us? Tim Allen presents Wild Hogs?
Oy.
Oh my God. Thank you so much, Tim.
Maybe it's an episode of Streaks, you know, because y'all have just killed it on Extra Credit. And I can't remember the last time I wasn't just finding these hogs. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Carter can't stop finding that. Hogs.
I can't stop finding hogs, dude. They're everywhere. Everywhere.
That's like one of his defining things is that he's finding hogs all the time.
He's always looking. He's like a reverse truffle pig where it's like maybe he's the mushroom finding the hog.
Dang.
Wow.
If you think about it. And that's just like a sample of the kind of crazy stuff that my brain thinks of.
So
it's not like everybody else's.
I was like, are you about to pitch something that's behind a paywall? Like what?
That's just a sample of the cool things you can learn about reality in my new course, think about stuff the Doge way.
Since I come up with the first name for the first hog, that's the way it works. I have been thinking about what is like the gin alpha-ist, Gen Z, early young Gen Z-ist hardest name? Like, what's the name that's like, this name is like, this is a sick name.
Is Gen Alpha younger than Gen Z?
Yeah. We're starting over. We're going back.
Hey, pretty cool name for a generation.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty
sick. Alpha's awesome.
It's pretty cool.
What are we? Y? Millennial is Y?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gen Y. That's not cool.
It just sounds like we're whiny. Gen Y.
Oh. Gen Y. Well, the millennials are. It's because we don't have our avocado. We don't have our avocado toast.
Where's my latte? I think.
Where's my house that I can't afford to buy?
Stop. It's too real.
I'll never retire.
I was just thinking, like, what is the name that's in elementary schools right now that's like the hardest name? Because like I feel like
goes
that,
hard.
Yeah, like the name is just like, oh, that's that dude.
That's whips a cool ass. Name.
What is that name? What I've decided on, and I'm looking it up for the first time right now. Yes, this was a correct answer. I need for the two of you to describe to me. And now this one, I'm taking this into like the full Hedgehog universe. So this is technically a bat character, but it's like in the style of the hogs.
Yeah.
I need the two of you to describe to me, please, Xander the Bat.
Oh, that's great.
How hard does Xander go?
Xander with an X?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Isn't that the name of the guy from fourth? No, that's Zayden.
Yeah.
Right. Xander, dude.
Wait, is this real? Wait, did I accidentally stumble upon a real character? No, I don't think so.
So you're saying someone created this so well, it looked like it was OG IP.
Dude, it's not bad. This is really good art.
I think there's some humor to it, right? Because bats, in a sense, are kind of blind.
Okay.
I'm going to say there's some sunglasses here, which is wild to me.
Okay.
Xander's wearing some shades. They're somewhere on his being. And I think if he's got them, they're down here, and he's like looking, he's peeking over the top, kind of.
Sure.
Little Santa. Little
Xander's pretty cool, dude.
Little Frere Noel, Papa Claus look.
Oh, yeah.
Popo Gijo.
Hey, it's Tim Allen.
That's what I'm saying.
Bring it in.
That's what I'm saying.
Beanie.
Ooh. Okay.
Xander wears a beanie, and Xander has bangs.
Majority color here is purple.
I was going to say purple, okay. Like a dusty, like gray purple to me. Earring.
Dude, I'm just getting some kind of energy around a hand signal of some kind. I'm feeling a thumbs up. I'm feeling a peace sign.
Oh, okay.
Not an FU by no means. Okay. Xander doesn't
not
roll
a tall
like
finger.
That. Doesn't no. He's not showing that kind
Xander's
of.
Xander's respect.
He's actually it, but he keeps it.
What's
in.
Badass about Xander is how kind he is.
Yeah, he's
and
yeah,
how much he loves to share and yeah. How good of a friend he is.
I think we have. There's something. I don't want to be as broad to be like he's doing something interesting with his hand. So I'm gonna say it's gonna be either. I'm gonna give you finger guns. I'm gonna give you thumbs up. I'm gonna give you peace sign.
Okay.
Something like that.
Fingerless gloves. Yeah, I don't know. I think I might be Xandered out.
Okay.
I got my last
Xander.
My last thing about Xander. He does feel like the kind of bat that it's going to be, especially when we're posing for the photo, bro. I think it's wings out.
Does he have wings? In addition to arms.
Yeah.
That makes him a dragon, not a bat.
I don't know. We'll see. I didn't even think about it. I just gotta go with the flow.
Necklace.
By that logic, bats are wyverns.
Yes. Yeah, they are. And so are flying squirrels.
Well, I'm gonna try and screen share this, I think.
Yeah, show me.
I like that.
Can you guys see this?
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
With a grand total of one thing right each.
So wrong, dude.
Wow. This is the first time that I feel like a tie is like the true result here. We got bangs correct for Doge, and we got wings attached to arms for Carter.
Way to go with bangs, Doge.
Yeah, bangs
I just
a
felt
swing,
it.
But you nailed it.
This is great.
Wow.
I love the close-up of, like, by the way, this is what Xander's teeth
by the
look
way,
like.
Xander yeah. does have fangs when Xander opens Xander's
Yeah, you gotta
mouth.
Know. You gotta know. No personality Xander. Traits that I saw on this one, but...
Bro, if you... Can you imagine if one of us had pulled out candy or khaki cargo?
That would have been
like,
yeah,
dude,
that's pretty
this
nuts.
This art is so good though.
Like, it's great. It's really cool.
I feel like this was a once again, proves to be a labor of love.
There it yeah. is, man. Ty's not a loss. I'll tell you that.
Ty's not a loss.
So I don't really, we've never really done this before. So I think you two should agree on the name.
Or okay. you know what? This game, let's put the wild. Let's keep the wild in this game. In this game, Doge, you and I can say a name on the count of three. Oh. Jordan, you have to find the middle.
This is perfect.
Yeah.
This is perfect.
It's right in between.
This is perfect.
So I'm just going to say a noun. Carter's going to say a noun. You have to
what? Name.
Draw
You're
a
saying
connection.
Names.
Well, names. Sure, but any of these are any of these are anything the hedgehog can be a noun, can be a name, can be a anything the hedgehog.
Yeah, I just feel like
Sonic
I don't,
is not normally a name.
That's fair. Just stick, you know, don't go so, don't be like, don't go crazy with it. Stick to the naming conventions of the hedgehog universe.
There are none.
I'm saying don't be like Cinderblock.
Oh. One of the hedgehogs is named Sonic, not a name.
I've
one of the echidnas is named Knuckles, not a name. There's right, Tails, a not a name. There's Big, not a name.
A
Rouge,
there's Big?
Not a name.
What?
There's Big?
He's
Big
a cat.
Is one?
He's a cat. He has a fishing pole.
Oh, all right. I'm ready. I've got something out here.
I do too, but I know that when I say it, Jordan's going to be like, that doesn't follow the rules. Try again.
No.
Well, he gets to find the in-between. That's the whole
he
point.
He has to find an in-between. Yeah, it's because the work would be
nobody
too hard
gets
for him, so he wants something easier.
Nobody gets more hung up on what I'm doing than you, Doge. Let's just let's keep to our own lanes. You know what I mean? Let's stick to where the water's
right,
the nicest.
I'm ready. Water's nice where I am. I'm ready.
Go ahead.
Give us a 3, 2, 1, Jordan.
3, 2, 1.
Jean-Claude.
Ooh.
We have the same energy, though.
That's not very hard to find a middle ground between Jean-Claude and Bazooka.
It isn't?
In the grand Venn diagram of the world, there is a significant overlap in the idea of Bazooka.
Yes, ideologically.
The idea of Jean-Claude.
Ideologically, they are.
So what's the overlap? Where do we go from there? What's a name? What's something that encapsulates Jean-Claude and Bazooka?
Hey, I think it sounds like you're trying to help. But Jordan, like, you do your thing, man.
Yeah, stick to where the water's nice. Don't criticize the fact that I said Bazooka.
Well, I think you know. I think you know what you've done. Got it. Gentlemen, I need for you to describe for me Explosion the Hedgehog.
Yes. Explosion the Hedgehog is orange.
Okay.
Whoa, that's so good. I was going to say orange as well. So what I'll do now then is I'll say red.
Great.
Vest only.
Hey, I'm gonna do
no
a
shirt.
Layup. I'm gonna do a layup here. I like vest. Vest is good. Grin. And if
yeah.
I'm feeling confident enough to say like cheese in there, like big, yeah. like yeah. I'm going to say grin. I'm going to say he is going to have a belt with explosives on it.
Like grenades and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to describe Explosion's energy, which
sure.
is a bit more subjective. And I'm going to use a simile to describe. Explosion the Hedgehog is like Animal the Muppet.
Okay.
That's funny.
Just the general oeuvre.
The vibe. You could see him being a drummer for Dr. T.
Sure.
Here's his pose.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Arms crossed. is kind of basking in the glow of the work that he's done. I think it's too much of a given. This might have been something that Doge and I would have both been thinking but didn't even think to say, but like there's an explosion somewhere. I think his backdrop is an explosion of some kind. Okay. Doge, I don't know if that's something that you were thinking too.
I don't. I think that explosion exists in a white void.
Interesting.
Or a black void. Just a plain background. There's nothing, no additional artwork has been submitted for Explosion the Hedgehog. Sure. Gloves. Explosion is wearing gloves.
I think maybe for the first time, we've worked in a tattoo somehow.
Okay.
Whoa.
On the fur.
Can a needle pierce their skin?
I don't know, man. So that's a lot of things.
Yeah. Combat boots, and then I'm done.
Okay.
Well,
Carter, you got anything else?
I'm going to say a sword. I think that would just be so hilarious. Yeah,
sure.
That'd be great.
I'm very excited.
It would be so funny if Explosion the Hedgehog had a sword.
I can blow you up or I can cut you up. You choose.
I'm very excited to share Explosion the Hedgehog with the two of you. For the second time, I do believe for a 2-2 tie.
2-2, wow. Please
may I present to you Explosion the Hedgehog?
Whoa!
Whoa!
Wow! Whoa! Whoa!
Whoa!
First of all, can I just say, wood? I have not looked into how old this hedgehog character is. I don't. I'm just making a joke. I'm making a joke.
Huh. Hey, the flames in the hair is pretty dope.
I'm not gonna say that's a tattoo. No,
it's
down by
not.
The ankles is the tattoo.
Oh, I think that's flames again, though.
I think that's flames.
It's in the skin. I don't think it's actual flames.
Okay. So he
that
so
does
Doge
not
got
read,
combat
look
boots.
At the actual fire in her hand versus the
flames.
Yeah,
but look at the fire in her hair.
I don't think that's actual fire either.
You think that's tattoos?
I think the black lines around it indicate that is a still image of fire on her hair. But I also wouldn't call hair tattooed, but the ankles are certainly tattoos.
Are hedgehogs hair all over in the Sonic?
Yeah,
course.
Of course. But I mean,
I would have to say that perhaps our friend Explosion is not. So we got combat
that's
boots.
That's a good point.
We got combat boots. We got gloves for Doge.
Yeah. I think it might be part of the sweater, but I'm still counting it anyway.
Oh, sweater all the way down.
I think
huh?
so. I think it's like red. Sweater. Was is it even a sweater? It's more like a necklace with sleeves.
It's like I want a sweater that only goes down to the very top of my boots.
Yeah.
How interesting.
It's like a necklace with sleeves that also has fingerless gloves on the end, I think. But I'm counting it as gloves.
Explosion.
Is this our first horny one?
I think so.
Maybe.
Unless
they could all be.
Are all hedgehogs a little horny? That's the question.
Maybe.
Yeah, Explosion's fantastic.
This is great. I don't know how I feel about tattoos. Personally, I'm not changing the
it's
rules.
It's a good thing that you're not the judge then.
So it's still a tie. So we'll
it's
do the same
sure
thing of saying the name.
I think that it's crazy to, I'm going to share the screen again. I personally think it's crazy to say that those down at the ankles are not tattoos. When if there weren't actual flames in the photo, then I would maybe agree that those were supposed to be flames. But there's an actual flame in the photo.
Yeah.
Okay. That's true.
All right. So we got a tie here.
I know my word.
Great.
One end of the spectrum that we need to create between the two of us. Carter looks like he's going to do a dramatic reveal when he turns around.
No. Okay, I'm ready.
3, 2, 1.
Phantom.
Dracula.
Cool. This one's going to be cool.
Whoa! Hey, Jean-Claude Bazooka and then Dracula Phantom?
Yeah,
that's cool. That's cool. I need to make a new D&D character. This is my guy.
No, please
This
don't.
Is my imaginary guy called Jean-Claude Bazooka.
First of all, just out of curiosity, I looked up
to the Kubite.
Phantom the Hedgehog, and just for funsies, first of all, very sick designs here.
Yeah,
and
I want to save that one because next time I get a choice, I'm going to say Phantom again because I think that one's going to be cool.
There's also one that is just the Phantom of the Opera, which is actually pretty tight.
I would have guessed Mask for sure.
I would have absolutely guessed it's the Hedgehog of music.
Okay.
Sing, my angel.
The chandelier falls on him and there's a bunch of rings come out.
Dun, 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 dun. Just glitching out.
Dude, Google gets what I'm trying to do here with these searches because it's giving me other stuff that isn't quite it, but like is getting close. There's a custom, this looks like a maybe a My Little Pony character that they've created.
Dude, I think there's tons of those out there probably.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, listen, I feel for prepared sure. to extend the invitation. We could, they can be hogs if they want.
Oh, no, no, no. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't go that far.
Okay. Yeah, man. All right. We kind of took the long walk, like the long way here for this one, but gentlemen, please describe for me Dave, the ghoul slaying hedgehog.
Oh my God.
Okay. Dave, sword. I'll get it out. Finally.
Mm-mm. You'll get it out and you'll be wrong. He has a battle axe.
Oh. Okay.
Trying to cleave these ghouls in twain. I'm not sure why that was Matt Berry.
Dave. Certainly sounded like a Dave. Dave, the ghoul slaying?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
There's element of spectral energy in this photo. I don't know if his weapon is magical. There's some sort of depiction of spectral magic in this image.
We're going to have a long black jacket. I think
badass.
It's so interesting because the kind of the age of the individuals that seem to be doing the majority of this artwork are not going to be ones that grew up with Blade.
Sure.
Maybe their parents watched it. It
seems like an average age of about 14 making these images.
I'm going to give some Blade vibes though. I need the shades. I keep missing on shades and sword, but I think our friend Dave has,
they all both have sunglasses and swords in your brain. And I love that. I think
that's better.
I think that's beautiful. Better.
What is not improved if every character has sunglasses and
that's
a sword?
That's a good point.
I bet
the Carter would watch Full House if they all had sunglasses.
Uncle Jesse has Ray-Bans and a blade, like a long sword, like a two-handed long sword.
Yeah. If they just never use them, they just carry swords.
Yeah, sure.
That's a better show.
Winnie the Pooh. Yeah, Winnie the Pooh with some Oakleys and a dagger.
Yeah. Just always, you always need some sort of eye protection and a martial weapon. Yeah. And then the show's better.
I think it's great.
Much better. I think we've got a color that's going to surprise us. And so I'm going to say that Dave is lime green.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to say fingerless gloves again. This feels like
safe.
It feels like you don't want your fingertips covered if you got to slay ghouls.
It does feel like that's such a cool thing to do when you're drawing. It's a fingerless glove.
It's like, I'm really good at gloves, but also fingernails. I wish there was a way I could combine these two skills.
We have a turtleneck situation too. I don't think we see a lot of Dave's fur or skin.
I'm trying to decide if I think Dave is like gleefully slaying these ghouls.
Sure.
In like imagine if you made Taz a Ghostbuster kind of vibe, or if he's like a creature of the shadows, like wearing a cloak with a hood up kind of vibe. I think I'm going to go Dave. Dave feels like a creature of the shadows.
Okay.
Like the ghouls are real bad and you got to call in the one hog brave enough.
He's your
ringer.
Yeah.
I think he's a loose cannon for sure.
Okay.
I think he's a bit crazy.
Some chaos energy.
With his overall vibe. I mean, just slay ghouls. What are you going to do? You know? I'm going to say that our artist felt pretty confident in the vision. And I do think we see a slain ghoul at the feet of Dave.
Whoa. Okay.
I mean, that's it. I don't really think we've ever incorporated an additional character.
No, there's always only been one.
But we've already said so much in the name that I think we've really dug deep here. So
I think my last thing is you got boots with the spikes, with the spikes.
Okay.
You definitely have a bread and butter of that. We both do. I'm Shades and Swords. Your boots and gloves.
Yeah, you're really focused on the combat boots for sure. Which, I mean, Sonic as a character is all about the shoes. Yeah, the shoes really matter.
That's a safe bet.
With a score of, I think, if I was keeping track correctly, 2-0, we have a definitive winner of this final round. May I present to you Dave, the Ghoul Slaying Hedgehog.
Whoa. Finally. Yes! The text off to the right is killing me.
Ghoul Slaying Sword works on ghouls.
Works on ghouls.
Finally,
Hang on.
Lime green. Yep.
Yeah, no, that was such a swing. You really got
Wow.
Guys, this is...
That's definitely from Zelda.
The sword,
nope,
yeah.
This is a... Nope, it's not. This is a trace of the cover for Sonic and the Black Knight.
Is it really?
Just color swapped.
Oh.
That sword's not a reskin of the Master Sword?
Nope. That is Excalibur from the Wii game,
mm-hmm,
where Sonic has Excalibur.
Yeah. Ghoul Slaying Sword. Hey, I think our friend who made this has a pretty fun personality.
Agreed.
To be honest.
Yeah.
I think this was meant to be a funny thing.
I haven't seen very many that don't seem like they were made by fun people.
Yeah.
The art of creating...
How fun.
In Sonic Universe, Sonic vs. Hedgehogs, I think is one not frequently pursued by unfun people.
Yeah.
This is true. Dave the Ghoul Slaying Hedgehog is so strong.
I love
as
that.
A group of words together.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of
What is a ghoul in the Sonicverse?
I don't know.
I don't remember there being a single supernatural thing.
The first thing I tried to look up when it was first Dracula and Phantom was Poltergeist the Hedgehog.
Ooh.
And there were none.
Wow.
There were none. But then I looked up Ghoul the Hedgehog, and that's how we got to Dave the Ghoul Slaying Hedgehog, which... really love.
Ghouls are interesting. I guess they're closest to zombie in terms of the most familiar kind of monster. Because sometimes ghouls make me think of ghost.
But they're usually in tandem, ghosts and ghouls.
Yeah, right. I think that's why.
They spend a lot of time together.
It's certainly a D&D thing. Maybe we'll see one.
We could see a ghoul.
Donnie,
no
has
way
seen,
to know.
Donnie has seen plenty. Guarantee you that. Guarantee you for that.
Sure.
No way to know if we'll ever see a ghoul. I hope we have Dave there.
Great reminder for listeners to go check out Imagine Dungeons, the best D&D podcast that we're a part of in the world. So make sure you check that out.
Comes out tomorrow.
It's the number one most popular Dungeons and Dragons podcast that we're in.
Yeah.
And so
easy.
Yeah, you can take that to the bank. To end today's episode, I would love for each of us to say our name and what our mortal weapon, not like a magic mythical weapon, what our mortal weapon of choice to go slay some ghouls would be. We're not, and I think it's like, I think we're talking martial weapons, not like guns. We got to be up close and personal. What melee weapon would be our weapon of choice?
Ah, see, because I was going to say crossbow because I don't want to get ghouled. I don't want to get ghoul juice on me.
I get that. I think you just got to get juicy sometimes. For two chunks,
right.
I'm Jordan. I think glaive.
What a fun weapon that is.
Glaive has a lot of power.
Yeah.
I think I could be good at a glaive. But there is something, there's something about just a meaty sword. But yeah, I'm sticking with glaive.
Swords are just so cool.
Swords are so cool.
I'm Doge. I think I still want to stay far away from these nasty boys. So probably a spear.
Like a pike, like a big long pike.
Yeah, like a big boy. Yeah. Yep. Spear, any kind of like spear, pike, lance situation. Something that gives me basically long pointy. I stay far away from the ghouls. That's what I want to do.
This is going to work out really well. I'm Carter, and So for our Enneagrammers out there, I'm a 9 wing 8. So the wing 8 comes out often when protecting those that I love. And to be honest, any scary video game or anything like that that I've played, I'm sure I would be scared of ghouls. The best thing for me is just to be counterphobic and just go right at the thing that's terrifying to me. So I have some spiky knuckle boys.
Oh.
I'm going for head and neck.
Wow.
And like,
oh,
I'm
like
just
claws,
gonna,
like Wolverine claws, or just like
no,
spike
it's like
knuckles.
I have to be like I have
you're
to have,
punching. You're not swinging closed up. And I'm scraping. Punching. You're punching. Okay, I like that.
No, and I think our blades. I think the spikes on there. I say spike because I think it's short enough that I can pull out.
Yeah,
fast enough.
But you're getting yeah. lodged, getting is what stuck. You're telling me. Like you're punching and you're sticking for a second.
Yes. Okay.
Gross. Yeah.
Maybe I'm going for eyes once we've done it long enough because I'm imagining all three of us in there together.
Yeah, sure. Do ghouls
Which,
need to see?
You know, foreshadowing a little bit, there's going to be a scenario at some point in our Imagine Dungeons journey that the three of us go after something that is pretty ghoulish.
I think that if Doge has a spear and you have those, I would probably swap out for a sword. Mm. I feel like we need
so a we have every
length.
Level there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's swap out then. We're doing this together.
Yeah.
We can all ride on each other's shoulders. Carter can be on the bottom.
Dude.
Jordan in the middle. I'm on the top.
You can stab down.
Flip it. Yeah.
Well, if Carter's on top, he can't reach anybody. Because he's just fists. We'll flip
it. I'm probably accidentally punching whoever is second, who's like right under me.
Tallest, the person up at the top has to have the longest weapon.
Yeah. So we'll be one tall ghoul slaying hedgehog.
I can be at the bottom.
A big trench coat, obviously. Sure. All the way to the
just
ground.
Just with yes. a sword so coming out of the belly
them.
Button.
We make them think it's one person.
A sword coming out of the belly button and fist coming out of where the wiener should be. Just punching ghouls in the face. This has legs. Six of them.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.